This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Britain's biggest retailer, Tesco, has just announced its first drop in profit in 20 years. And it seems the U.S. is partly to blame. Marketplace's Stephen Beer joins us live from London with the details. And Stephen, why is it our fault that your biggest retailer is not doing well?
Tesco made a disastrous foray into the US market with its Fresh and Easy grocery chain, which has proved rather stale and very difficult. The venture has lost Tesco $1.5 billion, and the company is now spending a further $1.75 billion pulling out of the business. What went wrong? American marketing analyst Alison Stewart Allen says Tesco fatally misunderstood American culture. She told the BBC that Tesco sold low-cost products that looked cheap.
We're a very aspirational culture. So we're actually wanting a supermarket that says you may be on a tight budget, but you can still afford some of the finer things in life.
And that misunderstanding cost Tesco a bundle.
But how could they have had such a misunderstanding, Stephen? I mean, they're not the first foreign company to try to make it in America.
On their own admission, Tesco thought it would be a bit of a breeze. It would be like setting up shop in Britain. After all, we speak the same language. We're familiar with American brands over here. This was a fatal mistake. Tesco should have regarded the US as another foreign market and a very competitive one. The US has proved a graveyard for British retailers who've made similar mistakes, among them Sainsbury's and Marks and Spencer, who also tried and failed to break into the U.S.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thanks, Stephen.
Okay, Jeremy.